Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up, Star Fam? Thanks for joining us on the airwaves. You are receiving a live transmission of information from Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, Jonah Bolt, and today is Friday, January 13th, 2012, and this is our first transmission since the New Year's. So happy New Year's to everyone. Hope everyone had a great holidays. That track is off DJ Tiesto's album, In My Memory, and that track's name was Magic Journey, and we'll be hearing more of Tiesto's album throughout the evening. And I picked that track because it was just a beautiful orchestrated piece of music and energy that was created by Tiesto, and I thought that In My Memory was a great way to bring in this new year because so many of us are getting our memories back. And that's how I want to start off. Last year it was, the phrase was, the time is now, and in 2012, it's time. That's the new phrase. It is time. The time is now, and lots of things are happening. As we talked about earlier in the year, this is the new Starseed Energy Radio. What we're doing is more updates, more special guests, and more of the solutions of all the things we've been talking about in 2011. So we're going to keep you updated with all the new energies and frequencies that are coming to the planet, with the Galactic Federation, and also some 3D updates along the line as well. But we'll mostly keep you with what is happening in the 4D up to the 12th dimension realm, because that's where we're headed to, and that's really what's important. So also, just give you some quick announcements. Every month, starting this show, for some galactic updates, be joining us will be Michael Elijan, and that is Prepare for the Landings and also channelforthemasters.com. He's been on the show before. He'll be joining us over the next few months, every month, the second Friday of each month, to give us some galactic updates. And also on the fourth Friday of every month, we're going to have Dr. Lewis Torrey, who's going to be giving us some cosmic code updates, and he'll be giving us a monthly outlook on what's going on and what we can expect to come. So I'll be also adding more guests onto the monthly updates list, so just check starseedenergyradio.com, and you'll see a list of some more special guests that will be joining us on a monthly basis. And it's going to be a lot of fun, because all these guests have been on the show before, and we got great response when they're on, so we want to have them back. There's going to be so many amazing things happening this year. There's so much information to get out that I've decided to bring in 3 to 4 guests per show to really get out the information. And that's what we're going to try to do this year in 2012, because it's the year of transformation. First, just going to go over some really cool news and articles over the past couple weeks since our last transmission. This one was on CNN.com, and this one is titled 100 Million Planets in the Milky Way Galaxy. And I saw this video clip, just go to CNN.com, and just yesterday, researchers have concluded that the Milky Way Galaxy likely to contain at least 100 billion planets. And at the end, the newscaster goes to the guy who's reporting it, so it sounds like there might be possibility of life just outside of Earth, and he goes, well, obviously, it's definitely something like that. The numbers and the chances and the probabilities just are way more than supersede anything. So it's good that CNN and people are talking about it, because then the newscaster said, well, I've always believed that there was life out there, and it looks like that there is. So is it a little, a little push towards disclosure? I think so. We've been seeing a lot of this last year. There's a lot of dropping dimes, if you will. The government itself, White House, put out a press release saying that they received 3 ET bodies, alien bodies, and a crashed UFO at Roswell. That came out last year. We had the head archaeologist of Egypt in Cairo make an announcement that the pyramids were not only built by humans, they were built by humans and ETs, and that under the Great Pyramid is something not of this world, quote unquote. And it's been exciting year of news articles and stuff coming out, and I just cannot wait to see what is coming out in 2012. So get ready, strap your seatbelts on. This article is The Vatican Throws Light on History as It Opens Secret Archives. And this article, right off my bat, my gut was, well, you know, disclosure's coming, and the Vatican has even dropped some names over the last year and said that it's possible life does exist after outside the planet. So there's been a lot of hints and a lot of mentions of ET disclosure. This goes on to say, as the confidential correspondence of popes, princes, and kings, the Vatican's secret archives have been jealously guarded for centuries, and that the papers and archives are kept on over 50 miles of shelves at the Vatican. The shelves are 50 miles long. It's crazy. But now 100 of the most historical significant documents held by the Vatican's secret archives are to go on public display in Rome, the first and probably last time that they will leave the bustard stone walls of the tiny city-state. The exhibition, called Lux in Arcania, the Vatican Secret Archives Revealed, runs from February to September 2012 in the Capitoli Museums, and that will be in Rome. If you are in the area, I suggest you go see it, and this is just a little hint that things are coming and times are changing. Another article, Earth has a second moon, astronomers say. This is a really cool article. In a research paper called The Population of Natural Earth Satellites, astronomers say that the Earth has a second moon at any given time. While these moons are small, the scientific implications of this discovery are phenomenal. Think about it. Instead of having to send crews to asteroids, now we know that they can come to us. The orbit Earth, and we can intercept them to learn more about the origins of our solar system, all with a small price tag. Basically, what they're saying is that these moon-type asteroids, if you will, or rock, come in and out of our planetary orbit every few years, every few months, every 10,000 years. There's different ones, and a huge one just passes by. It says in 2006, and it's a really cool article. I'll post it up on the site. Check it out. Why is this such a cool discovery? It's basically saying that now we know they come and go, that these asteroids, these moons come and go, and there's always one around. Astronomers can work in detecting them. Once we detect one, we can send a few astronauts to analyze it instead of getting a full crew to a distant one. While they wouldn't be able to land on it, they could certainly study it up close. They're talking about the moons coming in and out. So I'll have this up on the website for you. This article we talked about in the past, in 2011, this was that the Cornell University invented and made a time cloak invisible jacket that basically could make the person invisible. Now this is just an update on that news story, because the Pentagon is backing that. Now, of course, the military wants a piece of it, so the Pentagon is now backing this time clock. And it goes on to say, the article, Pentagon supported physicists on Wednesday said that they devised a time cloak that briefly makes an event undetectable. So this is sort of, I guess, a tweak from the last article. But Cornell University scientists demonstrate how they have created a new invisibility technique that doesn't just cloak an object like in a Harry Potter book or movie, but masks an entire event. It is a time masker that works by briefly bending the speed of light around an event. Cornell scientists explain that they are talking about shows that if this technique is ever scaled up, an art thief can walk into a museum and steal a painting without setting off laser beams, alarms, or even showing up on surveillance cameras. Wow. That is what's up. That is some awesome, awesome stuff coming out. We talked about how there is teleportation now. These things can go back and forth into time. There's amazing breakthroughs within the last year. And I am sure that it is not all just because it's just because. It's because that people are awakening, people are looking outside the box, and there is more out there than meets the eye, and that's what's going on. So awesome, awesome article. I'll have it up on the website. This is a really great video that came out in 2012, a week ago, and this one has been all over the internet, and it's Princess Koru Nakamura of Japan. And she was a featured guest speaker at the Pythagoras conference. And basically what she spoke on was her experience that she had back in the 70s, over 30 years ago, where her third eye opened up. She astro traveled, left her body, and had her experiences. Now, this princess has been to over 186 countries. She's met with all the world leaders. I've seen pictures of her with everybody, Saddam, Gaddafi, so many world leaders all over the UK, the US. And she's very well known, and for her to come out and say this statement and put out the video, it's awesome. It's really good information to get out there. And it's a great video to show people that one of the world leaders, and many more soon to follow, will be disclosing more information on our ET family and friends that are here to say. And that's what's going to be going on a lot of this year. Lots and lots of cool changes. So check out that video. You could also see the video at the 2012scenario.com. That's a good website you could check into. And the also the Pentagon-backed time cloak, you can check that out at PhySorg.com. That's PhySorg.com. You can get some more information on that. Also, it has begun. UFO reports skyrocket in first weeks of 2012. During the first week of 2012, UFO reports steamed in from around the world as numerous eyewitnesses described and videotaped strange things in the sky, whether they were balloons, conventional aircraft, or misidentified astronomical objects. The new year of UFO sightings is off and running as the worldwide proliferation of digital video cameras and phone cameras makes it easier than ever to photograph unusual sights in the skies above us. The Colorado-based company MUFON, or nonprofit UFO Network, the largest UFO investigation organization in the world, received many reports of UFOs during the first week of the year from eyewitnesses in 36 out of 50 states. And that's what's up. There you go. Already starting the year off with a bang with our galactic friends and family all over the skies. You can check out that article at HuffingtonPost.com. And as we're talking about the Galactic Federation real quick, a big shout out to all the Galactic Federation of Light, all the Starship Commanders out there, Palladians, Octorians, Andromedians, Every multidimensional being of light that is here at this time, that is watching us, that is sending us light and love, that is really guiding us in ways we can't know. A shout out to you, the Metatronic Council, the Metatronic Councils of Light, Metatron, all the Ascended Masters out there. A big shout out, because you guys, we know you're listening. We know you're here. And I thank you, and everyone, all the listeners, thank you. And it's going to be an amazing year. So can't wait to get more of this information out there and get more people awakened. It's amazing times. I'm getting more and more emails and calls from my own personal friends than ever before. It's amazing stuff. So, you know, pay attention. There's going to be a lot of interesting stuff happening. This last article before we jump to our first guest, which is going to be Baker from BakerTheBrand.com. And he's been on the show before, and he was an awesome guest, young guy. And I love having the young star seeds on the show, so other people can see how awakened and how aware the younger population really is, the younger star seeds, the final wave, if you will, of star seeds here on the planet. A lot of us are awakening, and it's always good to talk to the younger generations, and including my generation. But this last article goes on to India launches nationwide program for new cashless biometric system. This goes on to say, recently India has launched a nationwide program involving the allocation of unique identification number to every single of its 1.2 billion residents. Each of the numbers will be tied into the biometric data of the recipient using three different forms of information. So what they're saying is they're going to give them identification numbers, but they're using fingerprints, iris scans, and pictures of the face. So it's a full biometric eyes, fingers, and scan of the face everywhere you go. All 10 digits of the hand will be recorded, and both eyes will be scanned. The project will be directed by the unique Identification Authority of India under the premise of preventing identification theft and social welfare. So they're launching this program saying that it's going to be because of social welfare and other things like that, but we all know why they're trying to launch these programs like this. And now joining us on the show, we do have Baker, and Baker Jacinto, and he's been on the show, as I said before, from BakerTheBrand.com. And Baker, thank you so much for joining us on the show. How you been?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We love to have our good guests that we got a lot of good response on over the years back on the show. So it's good to have you back in 2012. And last year you had your book, Baker's Recipe for Success. And now you are working on and about to put out your new book, How to Be Awesome Baker Style. And that's what's up. So tell us about the new book and what's been going on.
Well, yeah, definitely. I've been working on this new book, Being Awesome Baker Style. And really, I just wanted to reach out to the younger indigo, star seeds, crystal, and rainbow children that need a little bit of excitement and some awesomeness in this new year, especially to fully utilize their talents and to start to spread some light into this world at this very moment, which is very exciting.
And in 2012, how can people, younger people, people like us, newly awakened people, how can they benefit from this book? What type of information is in there for new people, newly awakened people?
A lot of it is just giving them back their courage and their inner strength and some inspiration, not believing all the stuff in the mainstream news that gets them down, because as empaths and as people of light that can easily sense other people's energies, it's easy to believe that, you know, they're wrong for not having that gift and that power from within. So it's really an inspiration. Just take back your inner power by accessing your higher self through methods of meditation and doing things that positive thinking that really accelerate your spiritual growth during this time.
Excellent. And talking about like this time and what's going on with 2012, what is your sense and what do you feel of what's going on? What do you think is going to happen? What do you feel and what are you picking up in your meditation? You know, just give us your own personal outlook on what you think is coming up in 2012.
Sure, definitely. A lot of it has to do with protecting your energies from the lower negative energy sources that are coming in from the old energies that have collapsed and are starting to collapse even more so now, and just starting to move forward with the new energy. And this new energy is very creative. It's very freeing and very liberating. It's energy that I bring a lot to my writings, and people notice it. And basically it's just accepting the new ways of doing things, the new ways of being creative, and just being yourself during this time. I think that's really what's important right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And talking about these new energies and the new vibrations that will be affecting the planet, how could you explain to our listeners and newly awakened people that might be listening, how to adjust to these energies? What can they do? What steps can they do to familiarize themselves with these new energies and this new consciousness?
Definitely. First thing to do is seek out people who really understand what's going on, so that first you don't think you're crazy, because obviously if you start seeing like energy colors around people, you're not crazy. You start to have dreams of people and they're starting to visit you in your dreams, and you're starting to pick up on their energies, you're not crazy. So basically start to hang around with people, start to listen to radio shows like this one that really inspire and awaken you to your natural gifts. So start to, go on groups on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that to really get that sense of belonging. And once you start to have that sense of belonging, there are techniques such as quieting the mind and meditation and things like this that will really start to help you tune into that inner self once again, because it is about remembering who you are and coming from that space so that we could teach other people the way to the light.
Absolutely, and that's one of the main things with the new format of the radio show that I'm doing, is having multiple interviews on and multiple guests on, so that we could really get the information out there as fast as we can, because there's so much information out there already. You just have to really search for it, and it's there. It's just been like an explosion over the last couple of years on YouTube and things like that of information. And that's where I've heard and learned a lot of my truths, is through social networking and YouTube and Facebook when people's post. So that's a very important thing to pay attention to, and because that's one of the ways that we can get information out to our peers. And you're a young guy, you're in your 20s, and it's so important to reach our generation, reach even the younger crystalline children that are real leaders of this new coming age. And what do you see for the people that, say, are sort of skeptic to the Galactic Federation of Light and starships and other civilizations and things like that? I mean, how would you put it to someone like that who's very turned off to that or not really open to it? How would you explain to them that we really are, beings of light and multidimensional beings of light and love? Like, how could you say a listener is listening and they want to talk to someone who's not really open to it? What are some suggestions that they could use to sort of, help crack open their third eye and help them understand?
Oh, sorry, you're breaking up.
Things were multidimensional. What steps or what kind of things? Okay. Could you hear me better?
Yeah, I heard the last part. So basically some suggestions. As a newly awakened person, and that's one of the people I'm trying to reach as far as, like, I might be awesome, but is first hone your skills and start to understand your abilities and your talents first. And once you start to understand and come to a strong space within yourself where it's strong, then you could actually start to explain to these people through your example, versus it being like, okay, step one, this is what the Galactic Federation is, because there's a process that needs to take place within the individual first before they come into a strong space where they could start to easily lead by example, versus it being a step-by-step process of explaining to the people who aren't there yet, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. It's every unique person, on the planet is different their own way. So everyone's going to interpret things differently. So what you're saying is just take it slowly, step by step, with the information, because there is a lot of information out there, and it can get confusing and even frustrating at times, because so many people have so much information out there, and a lot of it could be misleading. A lot of it could be, twisted or their interpretation of the information. So you're saying just take it slow and take it step by step.
Yeah, take it step by step. Yeah.
And your new book that's coming out, when is the launch of it? When are you coming out with the new book?
I'm planning to come out with it February 15th of 2012.
Okay. And that will be, the information will be available on your website. That's bakerthebrand.com?
Yes, correct.
And you also have a blog as well?
Yeah, the blog is doing really well. That's the same one. It's bakerthebrand.com.
Gotcha. Forwards to that. Okay.
So.
And what type of information could people find on your blog to help them with this coming year and the awakening? What type of information do you put out on your blog?
Definitely. I have some specific meditation techniques that can definitely get people back to the basics. And some law of attraction techniques that are really powerful, as well as some creative visualization techniques that people could start using daily to start to hone in on their awakening and their inner self once again. Because I think that's where it really begins. Going back to your inner self and starting to believe in that inner consciousness that once you start to really start to feel this awakening, can really start to shed light to the others.
There you go. Well said. And with that, you could check out Baker's information and his blog and contact him directly if you have any questions. And you could check to see if there's updates on his new book at bakerthebrand.com. And Baker, again, thanks so much for joining us on the show. And I'm sure we'll have you back sometime in the future after your new book is out to see about your new book and how the response has been.
Well, thank you for having me.
Awesome, Baker. We'll talk to you soon. We'll catch up, Starbro.
All right. See ya.
All right. Take care. And with that, we're going to enjoy another track from Tiësto. And after that, we'll have an interview with Barbara from the Beam Team.
days are far from rosy now. And if I ask for the sky, will you still shelter me when the sky?
And welcome back. You're tuning and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And now joining us on the show is Barbara Berger, all the way from Copenhagen, Denmark. And we thank her for joining us from such a long way across the seas. But you could check her out at the beamteam.com, beamteam.com. And her son, Tim, will be joining us probably later on in a couple months, and we'll go over his side of the Beam Team. And Barbara, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm thrilled to be here.
Absolutely. So the Beam Team, it's you and your son, and you basically just wrote a new book, which we'll go into in a minute. And but I'm a bit more fascinated. How did you and your son sort of come together in this awakening process and start working together? When did this first develop for you guys?
It's actually been going on for many, many years. We both seem to be called to I don't know if we're star seeds or how you would describe us, but it seems that people have been attracted to us for many years, and that there's a lot of information coming through us. And so this is the work that we've been doing, and it's an amazing thing, a mother and son. It's a very unusual combination, but we love it.
That's why I ask. Absolutely. That's why I was asking. It's I've never encountered it myself yet so far with all the interviews I've done, so I just want to throw that out there and see. But it's great. It's great that you guys came together and you have this new book out, The Awakening Human Being, A Guide to the Power of the Mind. And basically this represents both your works, I guess, from over the years. And it was released in Denmark in fall 2009. And it's just been released in English in the UK and by O Books Publishers. Now, this book basically is a guide on practical spiritual ways to help awaken your consciousness.
Yeah, exactly. I would call the book a practical spiritual handbook, actually, for the awakening consciousness that is arising on planet Earth at the moment. More and more people are awakening to the incredible nature of mind and consciousness, and so that's actually what this book is about. It's a very practical guidebook to understanding the nature of consciousness, the nature of your mind, and how to use your mind, the incredible power of your mind, to create the life that you want to live. So yes, it's a very, very exciting area, and the book has been, people are so excited about it, because what we do in this book is the same thing that we do in all our workshops and lectures and courses, that we try actually to slow down the mechanism of mind and explain it in very simple terms so that people actually can understand what's going on with them. The thing is that most people are not conscious yet about the way the mind works, the mechanism of mind. And until we wake up to the way our minds work, we're actually victims, you could say, of a mechanism that we don't understand. So by awakening to the way our minds work, we actually become the masters, you could say. We can use this mechanism to create the life that we dream of living. So yes, it's very exciting.
And that's one of the first things that I encountered. I saw a movie, What the Bleep, and what they talked about, which is an excellent movie for all the listeners out there. And what they talked about was how the mind has these filters, these sense filters that actually, you know, filters out our senses, so we only perceive a certain amount of information, and only a small bit of information actually gets perceived into our mind. And in this upcoming conscious shift, we will be able to use 100% of our mind. And tell us, explain
well,
to the
actually,
listeners what exactly that means, or go into
well,
some
actually,
more detail.
Well, actually, the way I would explain it, and the way that we explain it in our book, is that there is what we call reality, or what's going on, the events that are unfolding before us. And then there are our stories or our interpretations. That's what you mean by this filter. We have definite ideas about what things mean, depending on how we were brought up, depending on how we were programmed when we went to school. So events are filtered, or they're formed by the ideas, that the interpretations that we have about events, and that's what we experience. So we are not really actually experiencing reality. We're only experiencing our stories, but most of us are not aware of that. We're so identified with our stories, we're so identified with our minds, that we don't really see what's going on. So part of what's going on now is, as you say, that people are becoming aware of the stories that they're telling. And that gives an enormous amount of freedom when you suddenly understand that there's a difference between reality and your thinking, and you actually can witness this process, because then you're no longer a slave of it. You're no longer a victim of it. So, yes, very, very exciting.
And where does the ego play into all this? Because the ego is something that plays a big part in people letting that go and stepping in into love and light. How is the ego going to play into effect with people this year in the coming, you know, shift?
Well, I think actually I would define it like that the ego actually is identical to your stories. It's interesting what you just said before that. You said that how are we going to step into the love and light? I would say that the love and light is what we already are. It's our true nature. Mm. It's nothing that we have to create, but it's the ego or the stories or the limiting beliefs that we have that are preventing us actually from experiencing the true divinity that we are. I like to say that our true nature is like the sun. It's like this radiance, this brilliance, this divine love. That's who we are. But then there are all these clouds that are sort of blocking the rays of the sun. So we don't get to experience the beaming of us. That's what we're called, the beam team, actually. But these clouds that are blocking the radiance of the sun, they are actually our stories, our limiting beliefs, our interpretations that are somehow blocking this experience. So the way we look at it is that we actually have to unlearn. We don't really need to learn anything. We need to unlearn all the limiting things that have preventing us from experiencing this love and light, which is what we are.
And when you're talking about unlearn, that's going into pretty much almost every facet of our society these days. The school systems, the religions, the way we are supposed to eat, the way we're supposed to look. It's been like infected. So you're talking about just getting rid of all of that and stepping into your true self. Or awakening your true self.
Exactly. That's a very good summary. Thank you very much.
Sure.
But
sure.
I mean, the way you say it, it's true. It's across the board. It's everything. So that's why it's also a process. I mean, there are some people who seem to have these very powerful awakening experiences, and everything crumbles. But most human beings, anyway, as far as I know, in my own experience, in my son's own experience, and probably in yours, it's a gradual awakening. We get these shifts, we get new insights, we have our epiphanies, and certain parts of the edifice of ego and mind crumbles away, and more light comes in, but it doesn't happen all at once. It can be very slow going in periods, actually.
Absolutely. Slow going and painful at sometimes, but spirit will always carry me forward, so I have faith in that, and that's really all we need right now is just to have faith in the enlightenment that's radiating the planet right now, because the energy is here, and I talk to people all the time that are feeling it. They're feeling their third eyes. They don't even know what they are. You know, they don't even know what it is, but they're feeling it right now because the energies are here, and they're just going to increase over this next year.
Well, I think that that there's a lot we can do from our side also to either support the process, speed up the process, whatever you want to call it. And one of the things that I suggest, we have a lot of clients and we do a lot of, as I said, lectures and workshops. We're always suggesting to people to, as they become aware of the way their minds work and the stories and interpretations that they have, that they need to constantly be the witness who questions the validity of the programming, question the validity of the beliefs that we've sort of been inoculated with, question the validity of our stories, and try to remain present while you're doing that in this moment and see what happens. It's a very, you know, it's like those wow experiences. That's when they come, when we make up our mind to say, is it true what I've been brought up to believe in every area, as you say, school and relationships, at our work. I mean, we're just programmed with all kinds of stuff that
yeah.
have no relevance.
Absolutely. I think that's why, you know, like myself, I consider myself a starseed. I think we all are starseeds mm-hmm. from different places and galaxies. But mm-hmm. starseeds like myself and my generation, I always naturally rejected school, even as a young mm. kid. I just rejected it, the information. I didn't want to learn it. I just knew then that it wasn't, you know, it wasn't fitting to my character and what I wanted to believe. And mm-hmm. you also have a book on your website, The Mental Laws, and that's mm-hmm. downloadable for free, correct?
Right. You can download that for free. And also new book.
That's like the science behind it.
Yeah, well, I would just say that The Mental Laws, the part that you can download for free on our website, is part of this book, The Awakening Human Being. The Mental Laws are also in this book because they, as you say, it's a very scientific explanation. What we try to do is we try to explain the way our minds work as just the bare bones, you know, that what you focus your attention on grows, that thoughts arise, that thought is caused in your experiences. I mean, the basic mechanism of mind, because it's really very, very simple, but nobody's ever taught us about this. As you say, we didn't learn much in school that we could use. So
you basically have mapped out the mental laws and the way the mind
right.
works, and it real
right.
easily, you know, read and understood for
right.
information.
Right.
And you can download for free. And mm-hmm. you also have a book, The Spiritual Pathway, A Guide to the Joys of Awakening and Soul Evolution.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tell us something about that book.
So that book is also a deepening of – actually, that book has a lot of channeled information in it. We've had group meetings for many years, group meditations, where we had a lot of channeling information coming to us about the changes that are going on. And that's actually collected in that book. So that might also be interesting for some of your listeners. The other book that would probably be very interesting is the book called, by my son, Starbrow and Star Warrior. Those two books are amazing spiritual adventure stories about the star
yeah.
seeds coming to Earth. So
I was checking those out.
Yeah, so you can have a look. Maybe you'd like to have Tim on your show one day too. People are just they just love those books. They're just so exciting.
Yeah, I actually read into him and checked up on the websites, and I saw that he did a ton of information for those books. So mm-hmm. a lot of it is factual information, but he mixes it all together as a
right.
story, as like a fiction. So that's it's
and
a very interesting
actually,
concept.
I mean, he wrote those books actually many, many years ago, predicting all these earth changes, all the things that are actually happening now. They're all in his book, and people call him up and say, Tim, how did you know?
I believe it.
Yeah. So
it's happening, especially at young ages. A lot of us pour this stuff out of us without even realizing what we're doing until later on. What are some of the seminars and stuff that you offer people that they could be a part of to help, you know, raise consciousness and awareness and take part in the Beam Team?
Well, actually, we do two kinds of things. Besides doing group things, we also do private sessions with people. And actually, we find that work also very, very exciting for people who really want to go deeper. And that kind of work that we do with individuals. And actually, we also do telephone or Skype sessions. So just because we're in Copenhagen doesn't mean we don't talk to people from the United States or anywhere else in the world. Everyone is welcome to contact us. You can just send us an email to info@beamteam.com. Our website, maybe I should say it, it's www.beamteam.com. So we do sessions with people where we try to help them sort of untangle the web of stories and beliefs that are actually blocking them from really opening their channel and being coming in contact with their true nature and their connection to source, or however you want to explain it. And that kind of work is so exciting, and so many people are actually interested in that. So we've started actually doing that in groups too. So we do it both with individuals on a private level, but we also do larger groups, which is, of course, a little bit different, but still we use the same tools. And all of these tools are actually in this book, The Awakening Human Being. The first part of the book is the mental laws that you mentioned, but the second part of the book is a description of actually many of the tools that we use both with private individuals and with groups. So check the book out if you're interested in this kind of stuff.
Excellent. And personally, on a personal level, what do you think is going to happen with the Earth changes and with the planet in 2012? What do you see coming personally that you can give us, like, your own prediction of what you feel is going to happen?
Well, I would say that our only task is the same as it's always been, and that is to clean up our act, to raise our consciousness, to stay in touch with the divinity in ourselves. That's each one of us. That's our job. Because, I mean, what's happening on Earth, what's happening on the planet is a reflection of the level of consciousness of all of us. So each one of us has a very important job to do. And that is right here, right now. What is preventing you from reaching your highest potential? What is preventing you from experiencing the radiance of your own being right now? And that's our task for each one of us in every moment, in every now moment. It's not just something that you do, you know, and now I'm all cleaned up forever. It's over and over and over again in every now moment, in every interaction, in every situation. How can you be that radiance, which is you? What is preventing you from being that? What is preventing you? So, and once you get in touch with it, once you get a taste of it, you don't want to give up. You don't want to let it go. So it's up to us. So it's only us who can create the future by what we do now.
Absolutely, and that's what I continually say to the listeners on the show and my friends and family, whoever I talk to, is that we're all leaders. We're all leaders in our own way. We all have a very big part to play in humanity's consciousness, you know, conscious shift right now, and the consciousness on the planet. And, in closing, what are some upcoming books you're working on or workshops? What can you leave the listeners with on some upcoming things?
Actually, I just wrote a new book, which will probably, I'm not quite sure when it will be out, which is, again, a deepening of this process, and you'll be able to see it on our website when it comes up. But in other words, all of our work, all of our lectures, all of our sessions, all of our books, they're all about the same thing, waking up to our true nature. What is preventing us from being this radiant being that we are? How can we work with these things? What is it that we need to look at? What can we do on a daily basis? So actually you will also find at the end of this book that we're talking about now, The Awakening Human Being, what I call the ripple effect. That's what you're talking about also. Everything that we do, everything that we feel, our vibrational level, our frequency, or whatever you want to call it, it has a ripple effect. It goes out from us and it touches our family, our friends. It affects our community. It ripples out into the whole world. So no matter who you are, no matter where you are, your vibrational frequency is the most important gift that you can give to the planet and to yourself right now.
Well said, Barbara. Thank you so much for that. That was great. And again, the website is beamteam.com. And her son, Tim, we will definitely have him on the show upcoming up in the next couple months. And when your new book is out, maybe we'll have you come back on and give us an update on that.
Super. I'd love
Excellent.
That.
Excellent. Well, thank you, and much light and love to Copenhagen, Denmark.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Barbara. We will talk to you soon. And with that, we're going to play one more track from Tiësto. We'll be right back with the closing. welcome back. That was an awesome interview from Barbara from the BeamTeam.com. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And join me next week. We have Patty Greer coming on the show, crop circle researcher. She's done a couple different documentaries out there. And you just go to YouTube, check her out, PattyGreer.com. After that, on January 27th, we have astropsychologist updates from Dr. Lewis Torrey coming on and Dr. Thea Summer Deer. She'll be joining us as well. She's a medical herbalist and intuitive. And on February 3rd, we have David Sarita, who is a UFO researcher, very well known, and also a filmmaker. And on February 3rd, we'll also be joining us will be Chris Hoover. And Chris Hoover just wrote a new book. He'll be talking about his new book on the air as well. He's an author and visionary. And with that, Star Fam, it's been a great 2011 and a great start to 2012. Spread love and light. Again, we're all leaders out there, and we're going to be bringing you more updates, more guests, more people, more interviews in the upcoming months and weeks. So if you have any guests or people you want to see on the show or any questions you want to have answered, email us at starseedenergyradio.com. And don't forget to follow my Twitter feed and also check out the Facebook page that we got. We always posted up new information on there. And with that, light and love, thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next week.